If you have your Bibles tonight, let's turn to Luke chapter 2. Say how much I appreciate Brother McDonald and this church. Y'all have been precious to us. Only heaven will know, and only heaven can repay. Aren't you looking forward to it? I count it a great honor to be asked to preach tonight. And I just want the Lord to have His way. How many's going to help us tonight?
Amen. Come on, brother. Obey God.
Luke chapter 2, verse 8, one scripture. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. Amen. That's what I want you to see. In the same country, shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. Three things I want you to see here. I want you to see the field. They were in the field. I want you to see the flock. There was a flock in the field. And I want you to see the shepherd, the friend that is in the field, keeping watch over the flock.
Amen.
Amen. Could you ask the Lord to help us tonight? Would you stretch your hands this way? Heavenly Father, we need that precious anointing of the Holy Ghost to fall on us and help us right now. I know that you have visited with me today, and now I'm leaning on you, trusting in you. Help this congregation, Lord. Help us to be in one mind and one accord. In the precious name of Jesus. And everybody said, one more scripture. Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 20. Now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, that great shepherd of the sheep. In our text tonight in which we read, we've seen that there were shepherds in the field, keeping watch over a flock, and it was night. If the Lord would help me tonight, I want to preach to you on the great shepherd of the night.
Amen.
The great shepherd of the night. And what man of you, having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, doth not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after that which is lost until he find it? And when he hath found it, he layeth it on his shoulder, rejoicing. And then coming home, he calleth together his friends and neighbor, saying unto them, rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost. How many was a lost sheep? Aren't you glad for that Savior, that shepherd that was in the field, keeping watch over the flock by night, and he found you, and he laid you on his shoulders, and he brought you home. Amen. I'm glad of that homecoming that I experienced when I got saved, and that homecoming you experienced when you got saved.
Amen.
This shepherd, this friend, keeping watch over the flock. In the field, at night. At night. Night is a symbol that we use to show our deepest and most desolate time of need. Night is a time when beasts of prey go forth to devour. Amen. Night is a time when the phone rings. It has a different tone to it than if it rings in the daytime. The knock on the door that comes in the day does not alarm us like the night, the dark. The knock that comes in the night. Amen. It is different at night. Amen. It's colder. It's darker. Amen. The soft, gentle breeze that blows in the evening time becomes a nipping cold breeze at night that warns us and chills our soul and makes us long to seek for shelter. Amen. Night cometh. Night is a time when we feel helpless. Night is a time when we feel lonely. Night is a time when adversity seems to find us. When trouble comes our way, it seems like sickness always finds us at night. Amen. And in a spiritual sense, the devil would like for us to walk in the night. He would like for us to think that it's always a dark time, a trial, or trouble. But it's good to know that there is a shepherd who knows the night, that can keep watch over you even in the nighttime. There is a great shepherd of the night. I want you to see the field. Matthew 13 and 38 tells us that the field is the world. Amen. This great shepherd that I'm preaching to you tonight, he is not one that sits at the ranch house and sends somebody else out to tend to his flock, but he is one that comes by himself. He goes into the field. Amen. The field is the world. We live in the world. We work in the world. We travel in the world. We abode in the world. We sleep in the world. Isn't it good to know that the shepherd is in the world? He's just not inside these four walls. He does not abide here. But the shepherd is in the world. He is out there where me and you are. Amen. He knows where we are at, even in the night. Hallelujah. We not only come to Christ, but Christ goes with us. Yeah. Amen. The Bible says that He is an ever-present help in time of trouble. Amen. Amen. When we meet trouble, He is there. Yes. When we meet a trial, He is there. Right. When we meet with sorrow, He is there. When we meet with heartbreak, this great shepherd is there. You may have come tonight to a church seeking Christ, but before you came to church seeking Christ, there was a Christ out there in the world seeking you. Oh, my friend, even today as I was praying, amen, in my prayer list I have written down, I thank God that He kept me when I was lost. I realized tonight that I could be in hell. Satan could have took me in my sin, but all the grace of God that kept me when I was lost, when I was unlovable, this great shepherd of the night was there and He kept me. Yes. Hallelujah. Amen. I love the story that Brother McDonald tells about the young man who would not let his mom and daddy love them. He was cruel to them. One night he come in a drunken stumper, passed out. If I believe the way the story goes, the wife awoke and couldn't find the husband. He was in there loving on his boy. He told his wife, "He will not let me love him while he's awake, so I love him when he doesn't know it." And somehow how the story goes, that's the way this good shepherd is tonight. He loved me and I didn't even know it. He cared for me and I was not even aware of it. He protected me and I never even acknowledged it. You have got a shepherd tonight. He has watched over you. He has protected you. He has kept you. And tonight He is reaching out to you. I'm glad tonight that I came unto the shepherd. I'm glad tonight that I yielded unto His call. Can you say amen? Amen. Oh, you see the field. He has come to where you are. I want you to see the flock. In 1 Peter 5 and 2, we are called the flock of God. You see, this great shepherd, He knows His flock. He knows you. He knows you. He knows you. Amen. He knows your failures. He knows your mistakes. I feel the Lord helping me. He knows your shortcomings. Amen. There's no need of you coming tonight thinking He don't know. He already knows about you. Amen. He knows all about it. And He longs to help you tonight. Amen. There's no need for us coming to church and acting like we don't need help. You see, the shepherd has watched you. He's watched you all week long. He's watched you as you limped through your trials. He's watched you as you carried and licked on your wound. See, He's watched you all week. He's a good shepherd. He's kept His eye on you all week. He knows when you cry. He knows when you hurt. He knows when you're wounded. And there's no sense of coming in the house of God tonight and acting like nothing's wrong. The good shepherd, He's watched you all week. And He's longing to help. He is longing to save. He's longing to deliver. Amen. The King of England went to Norwich to dedicate a hospital. There they gathered a lot of school children to sing to the King. They sang to the King. One of the teachers saw one of her little girls crying. She went to her and said, "Honey, why are you crying? Did you not see the King?" Little girl said, "Yes, I saw the King." She said, "Why are you crying?" She said, "The King did not see me." I want to let you know tonight, the King sees you. He knows right where you're at. He knows what you thought about when you laid your head on your pillow last night. He knew the fear that you carried in your soul every day. He knows the load of guilt that is on your soul right now. This good shepherd knows his sheep. He watches for them. He counts them. And when one is missing, he goes after them. The good King knows about you tonight. Amen. You see the field. He is where you are. You have seen the flock. He knows you. But now tonight, I want you to behold the friend, the one who loves you. Amen. John 10 and 11 says, "The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep." Amen. This good friend tonight, this good shepherd, he leads you. He tends to us. He guards us. He takes care of us. Amen. In the dark times, in the night of life, this shepherd is there. This great shepherd is there to keep Very few days go by that I don't think about the time that my wife was in the hospital. She had just delivered Rachel. Preeclampsia had set in. It was a Sunday morning. The doctor came in and said, "We're going to move her to intensive care this afternoon. She does not improve by it tonight. We're going to do a blood transfusion on her. Try to pull her out of this HELLP syndrome that she's going into." I was not happy about that. My mom and dad had just left, and on their way home, they had a wreck, and my daddy called me on the phone crying and said, "Matthew and Hannah's on their way back to the hospital in an ambulance. I'd had a wreck." And I remember walking down that hallway, Brother McDonald. It was a long hallway. I was walking down that hallway. It was on a Sunday. There wasn't nobody around. There was only the sound of my clicking boots walking down that hallway. Holy Ghost didn't knock me out. I didn't roll in the floor. But the shepherd came by me walking down that hallway. He came to me when it was night. He came to me in a dark time. There used to be evangelists come by when I was a young man. and sing that old song, God walks the dark hills. Oh, God walks the dark hills. I'm here to tell you tonight, this good shepherd just does not abide in the good places where good people sit. But this shepherd is walking the streets tonight where the harlot is and where the drug dealer is. And the darkness is where you can find this shepherd tonight. He is looking for a lost sheep. I'm glad that I have learned to trust this great shepherd, for he is alone. He alone is able to care for my greatest earthly possession.
Yeah. Right.
I love my three children. They're the only thing, the only earthly possession that I can carry to heaven with me.
All right.
It's going to be it. No earthly other thing will I be able to carry. But there's something that I have that's more precious.
Yeah.
And it's my own soul. And my own soul is in danger of hell's fire. And I cannot save it myself. You cannot save yourself. You're sitting here tonight. You cannot be good enough to be saved. Church attendance will not save you. Amen. Joining a church will not save you. Being baptized will not save you. But coming to an old-fashioned altar and repenting of your sins and trusting in that blessed Savior, amen, and claiming that precious blood for your own, that will save you. I could not save myself, but I trusted this great Savior, and He saved me. Amen. Get Isaiah 63:1 for me. I want you to see tonight that He has power to save. He is a good shepherd. He is a great shepherd. He has power to save. Zephaniah 3:17 says, "The Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. He will save." Do I have any believers in the building tonight that believe with me that there is one in the building who is mighty to save?
Amen.
Read for me.
Isaiah 63:1. Who is this that cometh from Edom?
Yes.
With dyed garments from Bozrah? This that is glorious in his apparel.
Yes.
Traveling in the greatness of his strength.
Yes.
Mighty to save.
Mighty to save. Who is this? I'll tell you who it is. It is Jesus, that great shepherd. He is mighty to save. Amen. There is not one person that He cannot save. Amen. From harlot to whoremonger. Amen. From saint to sinner. Red man, black man, yellow man, red man. There is none that He cannot save. All that has come to Him has found repentance. All that has come to Him has found atonement. All that has come to Him has found Him able to save. Woo!
Hallelujah.
He has promised to save. 2 Peter 3:9. The Lord is not slack concerning His promises, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. He has promised, He has power, and He has proof. Hallelujah. There is proof of salvation. Is there anybody here in the building that you came to Him and He could not save you? When you trusted in Him, how many in the building tonight went to Him
and found proof that he is able to save. He saved me. Amen. If I could go and find some harlot tonight that had been saved, she'd raise her hand and say, he was able to save me. If I could find a drunkard in the building tonight, you'd raise your hand and say, hey, he was able to save me. The thief on the cross is able to say tonight, he was able to save me. Hallelujah. The woman caught in the very act of adultery, she'd be able to say tonight, he was able to save me. I'm glad to know that this shepherd of the night can find you right where you are. He can find your lost loved ones, your friends and family, and he can save to the uttermost.
Help me, Holy Ghost. I want you to see tonight, John 10 and 11. We see him in time past as the good shepherd. John 10 and 11 says, the good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. He was a good shepherd when he abode. Hebrews 13 and 20, we see him in the present, that he is a great shepherd. But in 1 Peter 5 and 4, and when the chief shepherd shall appear, we shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. Amen. We've seen him as the good shepherd. We know him as a great shepherd. But one day the chief shepherd is going to step out on the clouds of glory. Are you looking for him tonight? Are you ready to meet the chief shepherd? If you're not ready, you're in the right place to get ready. Hallelujah. Tonight many know him as a good shepherd. But I'm giving an invitation to all. You can come to this altar and know him as a great shepherd. And you can get up and walk out them doors and know him as your chief shepherd.
Hallelujah. I feel like preaching some good old-fashioned gospel tonight.
Right.
Is that all right? Amen. I want to preach. We are in the Christmas season, friend. But I want you to know that there was a virgin birth that took place. Amen. There was a babe born in Bethlehem, and he was no wise a sinner. Amen. He lived a sinless life. Will anybody help me preach a little simple gospel tonight? Amen. He gave his life for us. There was a garden. Amen. There was a trial. There was a cross on Calvary, and there was a man who bled and died on that hill for you and for me, and his pierced hands are no myth. His broken and pierced heart was no accident. His death is no theory. The open tomb is no fairy tale. The Bible is just not another book. Christ is not an dream, but he is the hope of all lost humanity.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And he comes in the night, this great shepherd named Jesus Christ. He found me in the night. Hallelujah. Let's all stand. I've preached my heart tonight. It was in the night that he found me. I said it was in the night that he found me. It was a dark time in my life. I knelt in the darkness of the twilight dim. And all that I was or I sought to be, I surrendered unto Him. I want us to bow our heads. Let's get in one mind and one accord. And let's ask the Holy Ghost of heaven to let the hounds of heaven bring one home tonight. Come on, church, let's pray right now. Heavenly Father, we need You. I need You tonight, right now, Holy Ghost.
God,
come on, do I have a praying church? Hallelujah. Come on, let's wait a little bit. Can we wait on the Holy Ghost? Let's wait on God here just a minute. Wife, won't you lead us in a chorus right now? Lead us in a song. Holy Ghost. Trust Him. Help us sing. One more time. Sweet Holy Ghost, have Your way. Come on, Holy Ghost, help us here. Have You surrendered everything? Sing that chorus one more time. Hallelujah. Is there one in the building tonight that would say, night has fallen on my life and darkness is all around. Fear is creeping in. And I need that great shepherd to come where I am and help me. Would there be one? Stretch your hand up. Amen. Come on here. Would there be one? Amen. The shepherd is reaching out tonight. Oh, help us, Holy Ghost. Sing one more time, wife, while I pull a little bit here. Hallelujah. Have you surrendered everything to God? Have you carried that load and that guilt as far as you can? Are you ready to lay it down tonight? What about you, sir? What about you, ma'am? What about you, young man? Have we give everything to the great shepherd? Have we surrendered everything to Him? Is it a night time in your life? I'm bidding to you tonight to come for salvation. Are you ready to give your life to the Lord? Won't you come? Won't you come tonight? Hallelujah. The Bible says He's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Here's what I want us to do. Let's all come together to the altar. Can we? Ladies on this side and men on this side. Can we all come tonight? Can we all come? The Good Shepherd is bidden to you tonight. Let us come to the Good Shepherd and let us find Him tonight. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank You, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your wonderful gospel. Thank you for the power of the cross. Hallelujah. Come on, church, let's pray. Let's call on the name of the Lord. Let's